In a little more than 2 months, the Scott McAdams campaign went from $10,000 to $1.3 million, and McAdams went from being the relatively unknown mayor of a small Alaska city to appearances in the national media. But as he was gaining money and exposure, he says he was also losing something.
I think we ran out of time. I mean, obviously, it looks like Senator Murkowski is going to end up pulling this thing out in the end. But, you know, I think that the numbers reflect the growth that we had amongst Alaskans. You know, we went out, we worked hard 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 months. And, you know, in the end, we didn't quite get enough voters to carry this thing out, but I think we did well.
McAdams went into the August primary with party backing, but also facing the expectation that Lisa Murkowski would be the Republican nominee. When Joe Miller won the GOP nomination, the electoral math moved a little in McAdams' favor, and when Murkowski later re-entered as a write-in candidate, it seemed to shift back the other way.
You know, I think ultimately there were a lot of Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters who were afraid of the Tea Party Express. You know, we got half of them back over to our camp, and the other half, we didn't have time to peel them off.
Talking to KCAW by phone from Anchorage, McAdams said he's coming back to Sitka, relaxing for a few days, and then getting back to work. He's been on a two-month unpaid leave of absence from his job as director of community schools in Sitka. He says he'll continue to be active in public life, whether on a local board or with a larger endeavor. As for whether his name will ever again appear on a statewide ballot...
You know, it's hard to say right now, but we certainly gained a lot of support from people all over the state. You know, it's hard to rule anything out.
The Senate race itself won't officially be settled until later this month, when state officials will look at the names on those write-in ballots. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.